Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And Brian, one of the conversations we've been having here on WMAL since election night has been about the media and about polls and how the polls factor into how the media does their job covering an election and whether the media should now rethink the way they do election coverage and campaign coverage going forward. Yesterday, if you missed it, we brought this up with Jake Tapper from CNN. And take a listen to this real fast.
I have to tell you, a couple weeks ago, I've been wondering about polls this whole season just because, but I've been wondering about them because at a certain point, when you look at at Donald Trump's crowds, tens of thousands of people consistently, not just like a one or two at the end of a campaign, but consistently for months, and then you look at Hillary Clinton's crowds, you do have to wonder if that is really symbolic of something important, not so much overall support, but enthusiasm. Who's going to turn out to vote?
In other words, the story was sitting right there in front of the media's eyes, in front of political scientists' eyes, in front of pollsters' eyes, and they ignored it. For one reason or another, they ignored it. They did not do their job. Well, what's next for the media? We're bringing in Joe Concha now. He is the media reporter over there at The Hill and was a frequent guest of ours all through the campaign. And here we are, Joe. What do you think? Will the media start rethinking the way they do political coverage from this point forward?
I think the way you characterized it was that the media ignored it. I don't think they ignored it. I think they were lazy. And why were they lazy? They stayed within the New York-Washington corridor bubble and reported from afar. And, you know, one guy who was out there, there were several, don't get me wrong, a lot of local reporters certainly, and I can't name everybody, but Mark Halperin, who is with Bloomberg, does MSNBC's Morning Joe often, he was doing a documentary called The Circus for Showtime, and he was on the ground. And his optimism around Trump winning was called out several times by others in the media saying that he's a Trump sycophant and he's just saying that because he's a cheerleader for Trump. Well, it turns out Halperin got it right. And Halperin got it right not because he's any kind of cheerleader for Trump. He's a wonk. He's a guy who loves politics. And he knew by talking to Trump supporters and by seeing the rallies and seeing the energy and the enthusiasm around his candidacy compared to Hillary Clinton's, that there was a good chance he was going to win that very few people were giving him. So if the media does its job and actually goes into red states, goes into places like Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania and not Philadelphia, they would have seen the story that everybody else missed.
You know, I think you're absolutely right. And I actually heard, of all people, Meghan McCain make a very good point the other day. Okay. I know, it happens occasionally. You know, it's what they say. For a broken clock is right twice a day. But she made this point. She said, look, I think a lot of these people who were writing these stories and driving the media narrative don't actually even know one human being who would support Donald Trump. They don't have any frame of reference about how they think, what those people, what their concerns were. They just didn't have any frame of reference, and therefore it didn't make any sense to them.
No, he had a frame of reference, and it came from a very prominent person named Hillary Clinton, who called 30 million voters a basket of deplorables, irredeemable. Yeah. And they took that as the blanket narrative. Mm. And it's funny to watch these protests now, guys, and I don't mean funny because some of them are getting violent. There are fires being set. There's property being destroyed. Somebody's going to get hurt, I would think, eventually. But here's the thing, all right? I remember the narrative completely being before this election, when everybody thought Trump was going to lose, that Trump supporters would be taking the streets en masse.
Right.
And they would be the violent ones. And what are we going to do to contain these horrible people?
Yeah.
And now we see the interviews, particularly on CNN, where protesters are actually getting audiences of millions of people to explain why they're so hurt and what their feelings are.
Right. We have to understand.
Trump supporters would never be even afforded the opportunity to explain themselves, they would just be condemned.
That's a great point, Joe Concha. You know, and you just said something a little earlier about the media being lazy. And I want to go back for a minute, because we're talking about the last couple of months when it was just Trump versus Hillary. Let's go back to springtime 2015, when, believe it or not, the media was covering the Republican nomination process then, you know, 10 months before the Iowa caucuses. And what were the stories? The stories, well, here's what the polls say. Jeb Bush is going to win the nomination. And most of the stories all had to do with the polls. Of course, a poll about who will be the Republican nominee in April of 2015, we know now, is meaningless. It really isn't news, especially when you take into account the fact that the polls are wrong. But that's easy to talk about. You know what's hard to talk about, Joe Concha? What's hard to talk about is what issues matter to the voters. What's hard to talk about is who these candidates are. That actually is news. Will they start thinking that way? Will they start saying, you know what, a poll is not actually news. Let's just set them aside for a while.
You know how to read a balance sheet, right?
Yes.
Okay. You know where I'm going with this, right?
Is there really big money in that? Is that and it costs too much money to do the other?
No, I don't mean that way. No,
oh,
no.
All right.
I mean, you look at the profits that all these cable news networks are pulling in for this year, adding billions to their coffers. So I kept talking about, why isn't there any accountability for all this media malfeasance that we're seeing? All, you know, the sharing of stories in advance, quote approval, sharing debate questions in advance, talking to campaigns, asking what questions should we ask the other side. And no one ever got reprimanded, and I couldn't understand why. And then I finally had the epiphany. The light bulb went off. And that is that profits are so good that no one's going to get reprimanded, because if it ain't broke to them, don't fix it. Even though it is broke from an integrity perspective,
The
money keeps rolling in. So will the media learn? No, because as long as they're making money off of whatever they're doing, that's the lesson that, oh, you know what, that's the way to do this. And by the way, issues, why don't you ask a Hillary Clinton supporter, all right, anybody, what her platform was, three things that she was going to change in Washington, and I'll bet you they can't name two. You know why? Because every time Hillary Clinton opened her mouth on the campaign trail, it was about how horrible Donald Trump was. And every interview she did, it was about how horrible Donald Trump was. But we never heard her message. And when you run strictly in opposition to somebody without a message of your own of what you're going to do to change things, that's how you lose an election.
I want to talk about the exit polling, because it seems like for the last few cycles, the exit polling has been absolutely worthless. And yet they continue to do it. And then What happens is they get sort of a read of what the exit polls show, you know, in the afternoon before they begin their primetime coverage. And they start to direct their coverage, even though they don't give you the details of all of what they know. They start to direct their coverage based on what they have learned from the exit polls. And as we turn out, even Jake Tapper said, yeah, we were having discussions based on what we learned, and what we were learned from the exit polls was completely wrong.
Yeah, and if I ever criticize the CNN, I don't include Tapper in that conversation.
No.
I think he's the exception. He's a fine journalist, and I think he does an excellent job in challenging both sides.
He's thoughtful.
Absolutely, because he cares. He cares about his integrity. Now, all that said, yeah, the exit polls, boy, by 5 o'clock, that afternoon on Tuesday, you find me one person, even in the Trump camp, who thought they were going to win. Because all you heard about was, well, Hispanics are coming out en masse in Florida, and it's higher than we thought. And if he doesn't win Florida, then the election's over. So if you sat down that night, you figured by, you know, 11 o'clock, Hillary Clinton's your next president. Yeah, that needs to stop. And as you said, we can't disguise polls as breaking news. Right,
yeah.
Like, oh, look, Donald Trump has surged into the lead in the L.A. Times poll, which actually L.A. Times looks pretty good today, doesn't it?
Yeah.
and then Huffington Post gave Hillary Clinton a 98% chance of winning on Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
Now, you're not telling me that wasn't manipulated in any way? Because even the most generous polls toward Clinton, you know, maybe 70% chance, New York Times or Nate Silver. So, yeah, I'd love to say that we're going to stop using polls and news coverage 15 months out from an election, but muscle memory will go right back to it in 2018. Play back this tape. I can guarantee you that that's going to happen, because, again, it's not because the media is dumb. It's because they're lazy, and polls are easy to put together if you're putting together a segment in news or putting together a newspaper column.
As usual, good stuff. Joe Concha, follow him on Twitter, and check him out at The Hill. It's a great byline if you're interested in the media and politics. Thanks,
wow,
Joe.
Wow, the check cleared. Thanks, guys.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.